Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. This series of lessons should provide an introduction to the fundamentals of the Visual Basic programming language and to programming in general. Now, if you're already an experienced software developer and you're coming from a different programming language or a different programming environment, then frankly, this might move a bit slow in some parts, so there might be some better resources available to you to use as a starting point. But if you're completely new to programming and you're new to Visual Basic, then this is a great place to start. We're going to walk through every action and every line of code that we're going to write together. I'll try to anticipate the problems that you might run into while you're working through these exercises and these videos based on my interaction with absolute beginners over the past 12 years of helping people learn Visual Basic and C# and .NET through video screencasts just like these. So the videos were recorded using Visual Studio 2013 Express for Windows Desktop, which is the free edition of Visual Studio that's available for download from Microsoft.com. And this is important. Since we're merely covering the basics of Visual Basic, the things that I'm going to cover in this series of videos will apply to all versions and all editions of Visual Studio. So this includes Visual Studio 2008, 2010, 2012, 2013, and whatever comes next, all right? It also means that you can use the Express editions of Visual Studio or any version that you have available to you of Visual Studio. In other words, and I can't more emphatically state that as long as there's a Visual Basic to learn, these videos will still be valid. So when new versions of Visual Studio and Visual Basic become available, the features that are added rarely affect the features that are relevant to absolute beginners, the basics, the fundamentals of Visual Basic in particular. So you can watch and you can follow these videos 10 years from now, and they should still be valid. So in the very next lesson, I'm going to walk you through the installation steps of Visual Studio 2013 Express for Windows Desktop. Feel free to skip that lesson if you already have Visual Studio 2013 or Visual Studio 2013 Express for Windows Desktop, or any later version of Visual Studio already installed. Now, to get the most out of this video lesson series, you should be an active learner, meaning that you should attempt to follow along. I call this getting your hands dirty in the code. There's no better way to learn how to program than to follow along and write the code yourself. Don't just watch me do it. You need to do it as well. So pause the video. Rewind the video if you need to. So I will make the code that I wrote available for download. You'll be able to reference it, check your code against it if you run into some problems. You should really try to type it in yourself, in your own copy of Visual Studio, to build understanding and muscle memory and so much more. Furthermore, I would really encourage you to not be in a rush to just complete this course. If something doesn't make sense, then pause the video, rewind, watch it again, or ask me. There should be comments somewhere either in where you're currently streaming this video or somewhere on Microsoft's web properties, or you can write me personally. I'll give you my email address in just a moment, or find other articles or resources on MSDN or Microsoft.com or Channel 9 or Microsoft Virtual Academy or my own website, www.learnvisualstudio.net, that might be able to help you make that concept a little bit clearer in your own mind. So like I said earlier, if you're new to programming, I'm excited for you. You're embarking on an exciting journey that's immersive, it's rewarding, and the best thing is that you can do this. Even if you've gotten stuck in the past trying to learn how to program, I promise that if you put in the time and you and I work together on this, we can help build you a working knowledge of Visual Basic, and you'll be well equipped to move on to more advanced tutorials where you can learn how to build your own web, Windows, and phone apps. So, if you ever have any questions about this series or if there's any way that I can help you out in any way, please feel free to write me personally at bob@learnvisualstudio.net or reach out to me on Twitter with my handle at Bob Tabor. So after installing Visual Studio 2013 Express for Windows Desktop in the next lesson, we're going to create our very first program in lesson number 3. It's a simple program, admittedly, but we're going to build on that. We'll build on the fundamentals and get those under our belt so we can move on to even more advanced concepts. So I hope you're excited because I really am. Let's get started in the next lesson. We'll see you there. Thank you.